You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The San Francisco Giants got their business out of the way early last week at the winter meetings, and they signed Mark Melancon. They have a little bit left to do, but their team is pretty set, as it always seems to be every year. Let's talk to Chris Haft about that. I'm Allison Federer. Chris, it kind of went the way we thought it was going to, with Melancon going off the board first, and then Chapman, then Jansen. So he seemed pretty affordable, and I would imagine that the Giants were extremely happy with shoring up their bullpen like that.
Exactly, Allison. The Giants were extremely happy. They were happy to get such a quality guy who has so much endurance. I believe 71 games or more in, I think, four of the last 5 years or five of the previous six, something like that. Guy who has most saves in the major leagues, or is third, ranks third in the major leagues, excuse me, in saves since 2013. Behind Craig Kimbrell, and I wish I could remember the other one, but you know, some top-notch guys. And he is a top-notch guy, at least the Giants think so. And they're going to lean, he'll have to come through because they're going to lean really heavily on him this season.
Yeah, it's. I was looking at, as we know, that the Giants are a profitable team. They fill that ballpark every night. They have a very good thing going out there in San Francisco. Everybody has their limitations, though, and it seems like their payroll is right up there at that ceiling. It's around $200 million. So if any other moves come down the pike, they're going to have to get a little creative, will they not?
You're absolutely right there again. Yes, they will have to get creative. If they take on some salary, even if it's something that's relatively modest, like $3 to $5 million a year, or for 1 year, they'll have to get rid of $3 to $5 million because they're going to be over the competitive balance tax threshold, and they don't want to have to take too much of a penalty. But you know, it's funny. I've seen a couple see it happen a few times, Allison, where some deals can get made late in spring training or late in the off season, right before spring training. I was covering Cincinnati Reds in 1999 when they dealt with Greg Vaughn, who had hit 52 home runs the year before, right before 50 or 52, if they wish. But that's not the point. The fact point is they got a big time slugger right before spring training was to start, and you know, he ended up hitting 45 home runs that year and ended up helping them. So who knows? The Giants might be able to get somebody like that, and if they can make the finances work, it'll be quite a coup.
Yeah, they're definitely still on the hunt for an outfielder, a left fielder. You think that they'll be able to find somebody to fill that void?
I really think they can. Bobby Evans, the general manager, is talking about using Jarrett Parker, a left-hand hitter, and or Mack Williamson, a right-hand hitter, either with either one winning the job or in left field or platooning, which they could do with one being a right-handed swinger and the other being a left. But with the pitching staff they've assembled, they need to try and go for it this year. Need to try and go for it all, and I don't know if that's going to work with. Going forward, I don't know if that's going to work with two near rookies, sharing or left field or with one of them in left field. So I can see them doing something late in spring training or late in the off season again. I'm sorry.
You're already talking about spring training, Chris. You're so dedicated. I'm not quite there yet. And just to conclude on a very sad note, but that you attended a memorial service of Andres Torres, who most recently played for the Giants in 2013. He lost his wife to cancer. Such a sad story. Andres is only around 38 years old, so young family. But you went to the memorial. A lot of Giants personnel were there, so kind of rallying around this very popular player.
Well, so it was great to see the organization rally around in Andres in this manner. That's president and CEO Larry Baer was there. The head baseball operations honcho, Brian Sabian, was there. Bruce Bochy, I'm sure, would have been there, but he was out of the country at performing a charity function. And among the players, Matt Cain was there with his wife Chelsea. So all in all, a lot of people from Giants turning out to try and, fuck up Andres in this, unspeakably difficult time for him.
Yeah, and he had actually spoken a few words and tried to sort of be positive about things. I'm sure they have young kids, so how is he doing?
Yeah, ages 4 and 1. Andres has made it's public knowledge. He has ADHD, so he needs to Andres needs to take care of himself. And while he's taking care of his kids, it's going to be an uphill battle for him. But I'm sure that if he needed some help in any way, the Giants would help him. I think they proved that today just by, turning out, for him, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, we will hope for the best for his family and for him. And I'm glad that you were there. So thank you. Thank you for your time, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.